November 11th through the 17th, Hebrews chapters 7 through 13. An high priest of good things to come. As you read Hebrews 7 through 13, you may receive impressions through the Holy Ghost. Consider ways you can record them. For example, you could record them in this outline, in the margins of your scriptures, or in the Gospel Library app. Even faithful saints at times suffer reproaches and afflictions that can shake their confidence. See Hebrews 10:32-38. Paul knew that Jewish converts to Christianity were experiencing serious persecution because of their new faith. To encourage them to stay true to their testimonies, he reminded them of the long tradition of faithful believers from their own history. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, a cloud of witnesses that God's promises are real and worth waiting for. See Hebrews 12:1. This heritage of faith is shared by all those who look unto Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Because of Him, whenever adversity makes us want to draw back, we can instead draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. See Hebrews 10, verse 22 and verse 38. For us, as for the ancient saints, Jesus Christ is our high priest of good things to come. See Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Ideas for personal scripture study. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 22. The Melchizedek priesthood is the higher priesthood. For centuries, the Jews had exercised the Levitical priesthood, also known as the Aaronic priesthood. But with the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ came the greater Melchizedek priesthood, which offered even greater blessings. What do we learn about the Melchizedek priesthood from Hebrews 7? Here are some examples of truths you might find. Joseph Smith translation, Hebrews 7, verses 3 and 21. Those who are ordained to the Melchizedek priesthood are made like unto the Son of God, and are priests forever. Hebrews 7, verse 11. The Levitical priesthood does not offer perfection, and was therefore superseded by the Melchizedek. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 18 through 22. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. The Melchizedek priesthood is received through an oath. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 through 44. What blessings have you received from the Melchizedek priesthood and its associated ordinances? See also Alma 13:1-13, Doctrine and Covenants section 121, verses 36-46, Gospel Topics Melchizedek Priesthood, topics.lds.org, Guide to the Scriptures, Melchizedek, scriptures.lds.org, Henry B. Eyring, Faith and the Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood, Ensign or Liahona, May 2008. Dallin H. Oaks, The Keys and Authority of the Priesthood, Ensign or Liahona, May 2014. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1 through chapter 10, verse 22. Ancient and modern ordinances point to Jesus Christ. The original Hebrew readers of this epistle would have been very familiar with the ancient tabernacle and the ordinances Paul described. But some did not fully recognize that the purpose of these ordinances was to point to the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In biblical times, on a yearly holiday called the Day of Atonement, a high priest entered the holiest place, or Holy of Holies, in the Jerusalem temple, and sacrificed a goat or lamb to atone for the sins of Israel. Paul explained that Jesus Christ is a high priest who offers a single sacrifice, His own life, to atone for the sins of the world. See Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24 through chapter 10, verse 14. Think about the ordinances you participate in today. How do these ordinances point you to Jesus Christ? To learn more about ancient Jewish ceremonies and their symbolism, see the videos The Tabernacle and Sacrifice and Sacrament. See LDS.org. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith requires trusting in God's promises. If someone asked you to define faith, what would you say? Sister Anne C. Pingree, former member of the Relief Society General Presidency, drew on language from Hebrews 11 to give this definition. Quote, faith, the spiritual ability to be persuaded of promises that are seen afar off, but that may not be attained in this life, is a sure measure of those who truly believe. End quote. From Seeing the Promises Afar Off, Ensign Orleahona, November 2003. Consider developing your own definition of faith as you ponder the ideas in Hebrews 11. What do the examples of the people mentioned in this chapter teach you about faith? See also Ether chapter 12 verses 6 through 22. See also Alma 32 verse 21 and verses 26 through 43. Jeffrey R. Holland and High Priest of Good Things to Come, Ensign November 1999, Gospel Topics, Faith in Jesus Christ, topics.lds.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 through 36. You might invite family members to share spiritual experiences when they felt illuminated with truth. How can these experiences help us cast not away, therefore, our confidence in times of trial or doubt? Hebrews chapter 11. How can you help your family members learn from the faithful examples mentioned in Hebrews 11? It might be fun to act out the stories of some of these examples. Or perhaps your family could discuss the examples of other faithful people you know, including ancestors, church leaders, and members of your community. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. According to this verse, why was Jesus willing to endure the pain and suffering of the cross? What does this teach us about how we can endure our trials? President Russell M. Nelson gave some helpful insights on this verse in his message, Joy and Spiritual Survival, Ensign Orleahona, November 2016. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. Why does the Lord chasten us and correct us? What do family members notice about the way the Lord sees chastisement as you study these verses together? How do these verses affect the way you give or receive chastisement? Improving our teaching. Use music to invite the Spirit and learn doctrine. The First Presidency said, quote, music has boundless powers for moving us toward greater spirituality, end quote. See First Presidency Preface, Hymns. Perhaps a song about faith, such as True to the Faith, Hymns number 254, would supplement a family discussion from Hebrews 11.